possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from DEX, your source for local information, in the book, on CD-ROM, or online at dexonline.com.
Well, good morning. This is Dawn Breaker's Breakdown. I had to think for a minute. That's Maggie over there.
And that's Henry over there. Good morning.
We got a long way to go and a short time to get there, so hang on.
Intentions. easily traced, and everybody knew at times she cried. How about women like Louise, where they get by?
Oh, Marcus Daly enters heaven. Well, there used to be an old fella around the Western mining camps by the name of Paddy Burke. Paddy was a strapping big Irishman, and he had a handlebar mustache. It looked something like the horns of a belligerent bull. Paddy was a great storyteller. In fact, he got so that he wouldn't work. He would tell stories around the bar rooms and so forth. And he was well known in the Coeur d'Alene country and also in the Nevada mining country. But he got... those were all gold and silver camps, and the boys were pretty generous with shelling out money for Paddy's entertainment. But he wandered into Butte, and he fell upon hard circumstances. The boys didn't shower down very good, and he had to go to work. So he hustled himself a job mucking in a mine called the Never Sweat. It was one of Marcus Daly's properties. And Marcus was, as you well know, the king of Butte at the time, or thought he was. And Paddy was working in the Never Sweat on the night shift. And old Marcus wandered into the place one time. It was a habit of Daly's to visit his properties every once in a while in the middle of the night. He'd put on digging clothes and an old hat all covered with candle grease, just like any miner, and he would prowl around. And it was understood that if Marcus caught you with your back straightened up, he was fired. Well, this time, Marcus stepped onto the cage, told the hoistman to drop him off at the 1,300-foot level. The cage drops down. Marcus steps out. The cage ascends again, and Marcus is left alone in the darkness with his candle. And he listens. He doesn't hear the sound of a drill or a shovel on the whole level. No sounds of activity, whatever. So he starts prowling. Well, it's time for lunch anyway. So he finally locates the gang. They're all in a big stove. And they've got their candles stuck into the stoves around and about, and enthroned on a muck pile in the middle of the assemblage is Paddy Burke. He's telling them a story, which is a darn sight easier than working. And when this stranger joins the group, there's a chill sweeps over the boys. Paddy being, he had his audience well in hand, and he felt this sudden chill. He didn't know just what caused it, but he suspected. So he finished that story, and the gang got up. They said, well, Paddy says, well, boys, he says, wait a minute, he says, I'll tell you another one. So the gang, they were fired anyway, they figured. Well, Paddy says, I had a dream the other night. I dreamed that I died and went to heaven. And for miles upon countless thousands of miles, I climbed the stairs until I stood before the great pearly gates. I drew back my fist and I hit the door a rap. And an old gentleman with long white whiskers sticks his head out and he says, and who may you be? I says, I'm Paddy Burke. Oh, you are you? He says, where are you from? I says, I'm from Butte, Montana. He said, I've had nobody from there for a long time, I'll tell you that. He said, I'll look you up in the book. Burke, is it? Yes, I says, Paddy Burke, if you please. So after a few minutes, he sticks his head out again and he says, you can come in, Paddy, but you'll have to behave yourself. I says, I will let. So he opens the gate a crack and I stepped in. Had old St. Peter, for it was no less. He pressed the button. And here comes an angel, and he says, Angel, he says, take my friend Paddy down to the storeroom and fit him out. He says, give him a good pair of wings and give him a golden crown, size 7.5. And give him a harp and be sure it's in tune. So with that, we went away to the storeroom to get me equipment. And after I was rigged out in the heavenly style, I was turned over to another angel who took me out to show me the sights of heaven. And it was the most magnificent place that the mind of man can conceive of. The sidewalks were of solid gold. The doorknobs were of great jewels. And the hosts of heaven were flitting about with their wings outspread and sitting on clouds and strumming their harps and singing all the most glorious tunes that you ever heard. And the angel said, well, we'll hurry or we'll be late for the great banquet. So we went to the hall where the hosts of heaven were assembled. When we entered the hall, it took me breath away. It stretched away on every side for miles and miles and miles as far as the eye could carry in every direction. And here were the tables, fairly groaning with the most rare and delicate viands. We sat down to a meal of nightingale's tongues and all manner of quaint and foreign delicacies. And we drank the most rare and delicate wines. And the goblets that we drank from were hollowed out of great emeralds and rubies and diamonds. And they had waitresses flitting about, serving everybody. And they were on roller skates that were jeweled like a red roller's watch. And all of a sudden, there was a hell of a commotion in heaven. And the word was passed around that Marcus Daly had died. And no sooner had the word been passed around until there was a great fanfare of trumpets at the door, and a voice was heard saying, Marcus Daly is here. And from the other end of the hall, where the great golden throne was, came another voice. Marcus Daly, welcome to heaven. Advance to the foot of the throne. So the hosts of heaven parted, like the river, like the Red Sea, when the Israelites passed over. And Marcus Daly, all alone, walked down the aisle to the foot of the great golden throne. And Almighty God arose, and he says, Marcus, I bid you welcome. And turning to his right hand, he says, come, Jesus, get up and give Marcus your seat.
All right, that was Ronald West and David Carr, and one of my favorite tune names, Growlin' Old Man, Grumblin' Old Woman.
Just like
home.
That's right.
Anyway, before that we had Arkansas Traveler, Norman Blake. Jesse Coulter did Storms Never Last. And
that goes out to McGee.
Thank you. And Marcus Daly Goes to Heaven. Nice little story there. Tell us about that one. That was
Haywire Mac. He's the guy who is alleged to have written "Hallelujah, I'm a Bum," and forget the other one. He's supposed to have written, but anyway, he was an old wobbly and songwriter. He was on. I think radio station down in San Francisco or down in the Bay Area for years, and that's an album with him. And I was just sitting there listening to that story, and I think we should dedicate that to Newcomb. A friend of mine just passed on, and that's sort of Newcomb in there somewhere. So anyway, that's for Newcomb, gone but not forgotten.
Well, I thought the one before that might have been, this was a funeral song for Mississippi John Hurt, played by John Fahey, and Paul Seibold, Louise. We've got a lot of funeral things going on here.
It's a funereal day. It seems like people are dying a day that never died before.
And Rafe Stefanini with Old Paint.
And paint is just on my mind lately. Anyway, this is KBOO 90.7 FM in Portland, K220HR 91.9 FM Hood River, the Dalles, the Gorge, K264AA 100.7 Corvallis in Albany. You're listening to Dawn Breakers Breakdown. We'll be here until 7 a.m., at which time the news is coming, and we got more for you, so stay tuned.
Packing up my duffel, wanna leave this town. Packing up my duffel, wanna leave this town. And I'm gonna hustle to catch that train southbound. Got the Georgia blues for the plowing home. I got the Georgia blues for the plowing home. Walked out my shoes over this ice and snow. Chicken on the roof. watermelon on the vine. I'll be glad to get back to that Georgia gal of mine.
Thank you. of March, as you can plainly see. We've broke the locks of Springfield Jail to gain our liberty. We broke them, yes, we broke them, flung open wide the door. Resolved to leave all Springfield town and get in jail no more. Lovell's wife, she heard the locks as they fell to the floor. She hastened to the courthouse to let Wilkes Lovell know. Hastened to the courthouse to let the sheriff know. Young Lott and I, we hadn't been gone an hour and a half ago. Lovell mounted his white horse and through the streets did fly. I'll bring those prisoners back with me, or in the chase shall die. He followed us, he captured us, it made our hearts to fail. Shackled us both together, my boys, and marched us back to jail. Young and greedy lads, a warning take by me. Be sure that you don't do the deed done by young Watt and me. For if you do, you'll surely rue, and you'll have time to kill. For 6 long months you'll serve your time in old Rutland on the hill.
Christmas Day, all the rest goes sporting. Spend my days down at the creek and every night go courting. Honey from the honeycomb, water from the fountain, sugar from the sugar cane, and my wild rose of the mountain. Makes my eyes grow misty. Papa's singing gospel tunes and Mama's sipping whiskey. Whiskey from a white oak barrel, sure to make good liquor. Makes the night seem twice as bright and days go by much quicker. Honey from the honeycomb, water from the fountain, sugar from the sugar cane, and my wild rose of the mountain. Take my Rosie by the hand and lay down there together. Oh, the days that I was young, thoughts that keep returning. Drive the winter night away just like a log fire burning. Honey from the honeycomb, water from the fountain, sugar from the sugar cane, and my wild rose of the mountain. Honey from the honeycomb, water from the fountain, sugar from the sugar cane, and my wild rose of the mountain.
Now when I was a young man, I carried me pack and I lived the free life of the rover. From the Murray's green basin to the dusty outback, well, I waltzed my Matilda all over. Then in 1915, my country said, son, it's time you stop rambling, there's work to be done. So they gave me a tin hat and they gave me a gun, and they marched me away to the war. And the band played Waltzing Matilda as the ship pulled away from the quay. And midst all the cheers, the flag waving and tears, we sailed off for Gallipoli. And how well I remember that terrible day, how our blood stained the sand and the water, and of how in that hell up they called Suvla Bay, we were butchered like lambs at the slaughter. Johnny Turk, he was ready, he trained himself well, he showered us with bullets and he rained us with shell, and in 5 minutes flat he'd blown us all to hell. Nearly blew us right back to Australia. But the band played Waltzing Matilda when we stopped to bury our slain. We buried ours and the Turks buried theirs. Then we started all over again. And those that were left, well, we tried to survive in that mad world of blood, death and fire. And for 10 weary weeks I kept myself alive, though around me the corpses piled higher. Then a big Turkish shell knocked me arse overhead, and when I woke up in me hospital bed and saw what it had done, well, I wished I was dead. Never knew there was worse things than dying, for I'll go no more waltzing Matilda all around the green bush far and free, to hum tent and pegs, a man needs both legs. No more waltzing Matilda for me. So they gathered the crippled, the wounded and maimed, and they shipped us back home to Australia. The legless, the armless, the blind and insane, those proud wounded heroes of Suvla. And when our ship pulled into Circular Quay, I looked at the place where me legs used to be, and thank Christ there was nobody waiting for me to grieve, to mourn and to pity. But the band played Waltzing Matilda as they carried us down the gangway. But nobody cheered, they just stood and stared, then they turned all their faces away. And so now every April I sit on me porch and I watch the parade pass before me, and I see my old comrades, how proudly they march, reviving old dreams and past glories. And the old men march slowly, all bone stiff and sore, they're tired old heroes from a forgotten war. And the young people ask, what are they marching for?
And I asked myself the same question. But the band plays Waltzing Matilda, and the old men still answer the call. But as year follows year, more old men disappear. Someday no one will march there at all. Waltzing Matilda, Waltzing Matilda, who'll come a-waltzing Matilda with me? And their ghosts may be heard as they march by that billabong. Who'll come a-waltzing Matilda with me?
One, two, one. I'm an old cowhand from the Rio Grande, but my legs ain't bald and my cheeks ain't tan. I'm a cowboy who never shot a cow, never roped a steer, 'cause I don't know how, and I sure ain't fixing to start it now.
In Love, ukulele style, sung by Arthur Godfrey, a Columbia record. First, by myself. Making love, ukulele style, you don't have to be in Waikiki. Making love, ukulele style, to a lovely ukulele serenade. When you love ukulele style, with every note your heart will float far away to a tropic isle, while a ukulele tune is softly played. Strolling along beneath the starlight, dreaming a lover's dream for two, soon you will see her eyes are star bright as the ukulele magic comes through. Now if you want to satisfy the one you love, all else above, take a tip and be sure you try the ukulele style of making love. All you do, ukulele style, is just making love, ukulele style, you just, all you do, ukulele style, is just making love, ukulele style, you just strolling along beneath the starlight, dreaming a lover's dream for two. Soon you will see her eyes are star bright as the ukulele magic comes through. So if you want to satisfy the one you love, all else above, take a tip and be sure you try the ukulele style. Yes, the ukulele style of making love.
There's one you don't hear a lot anymore.
Not at all. Making love ukulele style. That was Arthur Godfrey.
Arthur Godfrey. Yes.
I'm an old cowhand. Dan Hicks and his Hot Licks.
That was Marianne Price, I think, on vocal on that one.
Ah. And then Flat Lonesome. That was just a really nice cut. That was Ron Ikes. Rob Ikes. The band played Waltz in Matilda, Eric Bogle. Wild Rose from the Mountain was done by Cy Conn. And Wilkes Lovell, Margaret MacArthur, excuse me. Golden Delicious did Darlin' Corey, and Blind Blake did Georgia Bound. And I think that's it. That's all we did on this set.
Well, this is KBOO 90.7 Portland and Oregon. And www.kboo.fm if you're streaming on the World Wide Web. And this here is Moggy, and she's got a few announcements to read. And just parenthetically, I'll lead off with the reason we play the ukulele is because the Ukulele Fest is this weekend. So if you're Arthur Godfrey, alas, will not be there. But if they're alive and they play ukulele, they're going to be at Reed College this weekend, so check it out.
All day on into the night. That'll be from Wednesday, June 21st to Sunday the 25th. And you can check it out on portlandukefest.org. Let's see. We're going to be... Oh, Full Moon is going to be doing a dance on June 24th at Selwood Community Center with Eric Weiberg Calling. That's at 1436 Southeast Spokane. The 24th also. Oh, we're going to be sitting in for Frederick tomorrow.
Friedrich will be gone, and we'll be here.
We'll be here from 6 until 9 doing Swinging Country.
And the 24th is Saturday.
That's Saturday the 24th. Saturday the 24th, Beltane will be at Yola's Coffee at 65th and Southeast Foster. They'll be there from 10 till 1. And then also tomorrow... Saturday, you can catch Lorna Miller's Little Kids Jamboree from 4 to 5 at Mississippi Pizza.
If you got little kids, they'll love it to death.
That's right. And on Sunday, Mike Danner will be at Starry Rose from 10 until noon. And on the 27th, Bella Fleck and the Flecktones with the Ducks and... Yes, that will be at Crystal Ballroom, 8 o'clock. So check that out Tuesday, June 27th. Also, Tuesday, June 27th, Arlo Guthrie will be at the Aladdin Theater. And Thursday, the 29th, will be Musicians Roundup. It'll be Lisa and her Kin Duo.
Lisa and Ian.
That's right. And Lorna Miller.
Lorna Miller.
And Henry and Moggy.
Indeed.
I got this echo going on. And the show will start at about 8:30.
The show will start about 8:30.
Thank you. And that takes us up to Friday, June 30th. And I don't know how to pronounce that. Nico Case with Sonny Smith.
Yeah.
Okay, and that'll be at the Crystal Ballroom. That's about it. Where's those headlines? We have a few headlines, and then we'll get back to some music. Coming up on KBOO News at 7, Justice Department lawyers are claiming that state secrets would be revealed if a federal judge did not dismiss. Historic Voting Rights Act was not renewed. However, the Supreme Court did uphold workers' rights in employee retaliation suits. Coalition forces are to leave southern Iraq. And Portland area weather, Sunday, sunny and warmer, brief areas of morning clouds, highs 80 to 90.
When you know what you're doing, you just make it look easy, don't you?
Don't I just do that? Thank you.
Here we go.
Somebody was hogging those.
Indeed.
For months and months and months around the country, everybody sang Irene goodnight. But she wouldn't go to bed, no matter what they said, though every everybody tried with all their might. She stayed awake while steel guitars were a-going. In every honky-tonk she could be seen. But she finally went to bed and covered up her head. And now there's not a thing can wake Irene.
Wake up, Irene, you slept too long. Wake up, Irene, it's time to move along. Wake up, Irene, and pay for your bed. Wake up, Irene, or folks will think you're dead. Guitar pickers by the dozen sang Goodnight Irene all night and day. And even Crosby too, with his boo 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 doo, tried to get Irene to hit the hay. Well, I guess they finally sang her off to slumber. They must have tried a million times or more. But oh, my aching back, when she finally hit the sack, man, you ought to hear that woman snore. Wake up, Irene, you've slept too long. Wake up, Irene, it's time to move along. Wake up, Irene, and pay for your bed. Wake up, Irene, our folks will think you're dead.
South, take me home, where the mockingbirds sing me to sleep every night. Oh, why was I tempted to roam? Oh, I think with regret of the dear home I left, and the warm hearts you cheered me. And the wife and the dear ones of whom I'm bereft, and the sight of the old place again. Take me home to a place where my little ones sleep, an old mass of lies buried nearby, or the graves of the loved ones I long there to weep, and among them to rest and to die. Orange trees grow, to my cot in the evergreen shade, where the flowers on the river's green margins they grow. They're sweet on the banks where we play, though the path to our cottage they say has grown green. Place is quite lonely around, and I know that the smiles thousand forms I have seen. Now lies in the cold mossy ground. Where I first saw the light, to the sweet sunny south, take me home, where the mockingbirds sing me to sleep every night. Oh, why was I tempted to roam?
Diamonds are a girl's best friend. A kiss may be grand, but it won't pay the rental on your humble flat or help you at the automat. Men grow cold as girls grow old. We all lose our charm in the end. But square cut or pear shape, these rocks don't lose their shape. Diamonds are a girl's best friend. Diamonds are a girl's best friend. Let's rock. There may come a time when the last needs a lawyer. Diamonds are a girl's best friend. There may come a time when a hard-boiled employer thinks you're awful nice, but get that ice or else no dice. He's your guy, stocks are high, but beware when they start to descend. It's then that those louses go back to their spouses. Diamonds are a girl's best friend. 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 Let's rock again.
up to. They would not let us in, and now we're landing in Memphis like original sin. Elvis Presley Boulevard to the Graceland gates. See, we were looking for a Cadillac with Tennessee plates. Ever since that day, she's been living in between. I was never king of nothing but this wild weekend. Anyway, he wouldn't care. Hell, he gave them to his friends. Uh-huh. This ain't no hotel I'm riding you from. Now it's a Tennessee prison up at Brushy Mountain. Your sincerely's doing 5 to 8. I'm making Tennessee plates.
One, two, three.
Turn around.
This time I'm walking to New Orleans. I'm walking to New Orleans. I'm gonna need to pay. when I get through walking these blues, when I get back to New Orleans. I got my suitcase in my hand. Now ain't that a shame? I'm leaving here today. I'm going back home to stay. Yes, I'm walking to New Orleans. Talking. Well, I got to
All right, that was Harlem Hamfats doing Old Red. Before that, did you have something to say about that?
What can you say about that?
That stands
on its own.
Jeff Moldauer was Walking to New Orleans. Close the Door Lightly When You Go, Fairport Convention. Before that, we heard Tennessee Plates, John Hyatt.
It's a song about stealing one of Elvis Presley's cars.
Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend, T-Bone Burnett.
And that's sort of a good introduction to T-Bone Burnett. We should have played that last time instead of that other one. But anyway, T-Bone Burnett was just 3:10 at a great band. Anyway.
But alas, you digress.
Alas,
Sweet Sunny South. That was played by John and Jamie Hartford. And
Jamie. Jamie was doing mandolin, and John was doing both banjo and fiddle, and I love
it. At the same time.
At the same time, he had a fiddle rack. You know? Anyway, I love that fiddle break in there. That's just a wonderful break.
And Wake Up Irene, Hank Thompson.
Okay, well, that was Moggy, and this is Henry over here. This is Dawn Breaker's Breakdown for this morning. Stay tuned for the news. They're next. We're going to play one by Starch and Arn. That's Raina Gellert and Susie Goring. And we're going to play Katie Bar the Door. And then we might slip a little John Fahey in there, Bicycle Built for Two, after that. But we'll see you in 2 weeks. Stay tuned next Friday for Kurt Liebezeit. And
we'll be here tomorrow morning, too.
Oh, we'll be here tomorrow morning. Okay. Bye.